Hello, and welcome to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. I'm your host, Laura Vogt. I'm the Associate Director for Marketing Communications for the College of Engineering. And this week's resource highlight is a two-for-one, both of which I don't know very much about. So thank you, Keith McAleer, for joining us today to tell us about the Setarja Center for The Setarja Center for Entrepreneurship and Technology, or SCET, and the Berkeley Gateway for to Innovation, or BEGIN. So Keith, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you, Laura, for having us. And I think you pronounced it perfectly.
Oh, thank you. You can tell I'm talking too fast. I'll stumble over words.
There's a lot of words, yeah.
So let's start off with you telling us a little bit more about yourself and what your role is for the College of Engineering.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So my name is Keith McAleer, and I work at, as you mentioned, the Setarja Center for Entrepreneurship and Technology, which is a center in the College of Engineering. So at the SCET, I work on marketing, similar to you. So I am essentially helping to manage websites, write communications, and help connect students with all of our various programs that we have.
Well, thank you so much. So now that we've already established that I don't know very much about the programs that you work for, let's start up with SCET. And there's so many different elements to it, so I'm excited to learn about them. So can you tell us more about the program and what its goals are?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad that I'm glad to have the opportunity to talk about this. Our center is very active. You know, we started in 2005 with the idea that engineers can would benefit from having some more innovation and entrepreneurship skills. We are a technology entrepreneurship center, so we do focus a bit more on tech. And our goal is to empower innovators to positively change the world. You know, and our main, you know, audience is, of course, engineering students, Berkeley students. So we have a lot of programs for Berkeley students. These programs include our classes, which every semester we have about 15 or so courses for students that help them learn the entrepreneurial mindsets, help them gain innovation skills. So you can learn how to be more innovative with your project. In many of our courses, you do create a venture project. So you do have the chance to actually create a startup. But also, many students learn these skills and take them into industry, into big companies as well. So our goal really is to help students understand innovation, learn the entrepreneurial mindset, and be able to have the ability, the skill to innovate themselves. Beyond Berkeley students, of course, we also have other programs. We work with professionals in Silicon Valley and around the world and help them learn leadership and innovation skills as well. We also have innovation labs, we call X Labs, that are doing research around innovation, entrepreneurship, and also in different areas that are very emerging in innovation right now, such as with meat alternatives and blockchain and disaster, which we will, I think, talk about a little later. And also we have global programs. So one of our beliefs is that we will be better at creating innovation if we can get different kinds of people to come together to create innovative products, innovative solutions. So we bring students here from around the world, academics, people from industry, all to come here to the Bay Area and to Berkeley because they want to be a part of Berkeley. They want to see what's happening here. And then it helps our programs have more diverse people with different perspectives.
You said that the programs are open to Berkeley students. Is that undergrads and grads?
Yeah, definitely. Our programs are open to all students on campus, essentially. So that's undergrads, that's grads. And we are, our classes are open to all majors on campus. So it's not just, we are a College of Engineering entity, but as I kind of just mentioned, we, you know, we need different types of people to create the most innovative products and teams. So we have students from every major on campus, every college. In fact, I think College of Letters and Science, we have maybe more students from them than any other college, including many from, of course, data science and computer science. But really, our goal is to get as many majors involved as possible and then bring them into this engineering world to give them exposure to engineers, get used to working with engineers, and have the chance to create these more innovative products and solutions.
And our podcast is going to air on Monday, the 22nd. And so students are starting classes in a couple of days. Are there still classes available that students can register or look up?
Yes, I definitely just checked today because I wanted to make sure to give the right info. And as of today, on this recording of the podcast, we have three courses that do have some availability. So the classes do fill up pretty quickly, but we have actually two challenge labs that are still have some room. One is about mobile and artificial intelligence applications. So it's called Connected Life, how mobile AI, Internet of Things will improve our lives. Another one that has some space in it is our disaster technology class. It's called Disaster Technology, Creating Innovative Solutions to Environmental Change. So these two classes are challenge lab classes. This means that students in these classes will be able to build a team of interdisciplinary students, and they will respond to this challenge. So the first class I mentioned, there'll be the challenge is to build something around connected life. So something with mobile, AI, Internet of Things in these emerging areas, and bring something together there to create a venture project and a prototype. For the disaster technology class, we have been experiencing many disasters in California. Fire is one of them, but of course, there's been a pandemic. There's been flooding in other parts of the US. There are many disasters around the world that technology can help with. So students in that class will be working on a prototype, a venture to help solve some of these issues. And then our other class that has some availability is called Startup Acceleration. And this class actually, this is our second time holding this class. And this one is for students who already maybe have a team, already maybe have a venture project. So this is kind of what we call a maybe pre-accelerator. So maybe you've taken a class with SCET, or you have like a venture project you've been working on for a while and maybe have a customer or two. So for this class, we will give you mentorship advice and help you get to the next step for your project. So perhaps you can move on to, you know, commercial accelerator or SkyDeck or one of the other areas in our ecosystem here to keep working on your project.
And is there a certificate that students can work towards?
Yes. Yeah, there definitely is a certificate. There's on our website, you can see under Cal Students, there's a page that shows all the requirements, but there's a coursework track. So in that one, there's six units that you will take to get the certificate. It's called the Certificate in Entrepreneurship and Technology. There's also a startup track. So it's kind of similar. You take some of our courses, but then also will do like an internship or be part of Berkeley SkyDeck or the Leadership Institute. And we also have a study abroad track, which we have actually the largest summer abroad program on campus. It's called Global Entrepreneurship and Innovation. And the last few summers, besides during pandemic, it's been taking place in Portugal. So students go to Portugal for about a month and then earn six units at the same time, and then also earn the certificate in entrepreneurship and technology.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Anything that takes you to another country to learn, I just think is such an awesome opportunity.
Yeah. And I think, you know, just like I said earlier, it's kind of like, you know, one kind of a belief entrepreneurs have in mindset is that when you are out of your comfort zone, that is the best place to be for you to learn and grow. So yeah, picture yourself in the summertime going to Portugal, or we've been in France before, or Italy, somewhere completely different, and teaming up with some students from not only Berkeley, but all over Europe, all over the world, and then working on a venture project with them. So it'll push you out of your comfort zone. You'll learn how to do innovation, entrepreneurship, have a startup project. And actually we've had some, you know, real venture-backed companies come out of that program that are doing quite well now.
And one of the things I know that I've heard about is a lecture series that you have. So is that something that students have to register for an entire semester, or do you just drop in for topics of interest?
That's a great question. Yeah. So we have a lecture series called the A. Richard Newton lecture series, and it's actually a changemaker course. It's been a changemaker course for the last year or so. And in this class, I guess, you know, the original story is that when the center was being founded, we would bring in some kind of, you know, famous innovators, entrepreneurs to classes to talk about their company and how it was founded. And we kind of noticed that the case is very interesting that they're talking about, but we also thought that the people themselves were really interesting. You know, what was in their attitudes, their mindset, how do they deal with failure, or how do they deal with their conflict in their team? So we thought that those stories that they would tell were also really valuable. So so we started this A. Richard Newton lecture series in honor of former Dean of Engineering, A. Richard Newton, excuse me. And so we started this lecture series with the idea of, let's bring in the most distinguished entrepreneurs, innovators that we can, and then have them just, you know, tell their stories for students. This is a usually one unit course open to undergrads, grads. It's required for that certificate in entrepreneurship and technology. And usually the, you know, one of the first classes people take, because it does have a bit more ability for enrollment because it's a larger class. So over the last several years, you know, 3 or 4 years during the pandemic and hybrid, we've been kind of, you know, it was all online for a while. Then we kind of had some in person, some online. So to answer your question, like, can students just drop in, or can they, or do they have to enroll? Essentially, they can drop in. It's you know, a huge class. Dropping in is definitely okay if you see a speaker that you're interested in. And also many of the videos we do produce and put online, so you can, you know, watch them later as well. But yeah, also I just recommend, yeah, if you're interested in enrolling, it's you know, one unit, so usually fits into your schedule, and then you'll be on your way to the certificate as well.
Well, that's great. You had talked a little bit about the X Labs, and I know that the Alt Meet Lab is part of it. So can you tell us a little bit more about the labs and what type of research is going on there?
Yeah, definitely. So the labs, we started doing innovation labs about 5 years ago. And our essential idea was that there are some industries that are emerging right now that are so huge and have such opportunity that we want to be able to focus a bit more on them at our center. So one opportunity that we identified that you mentioned was the alternative meats. And this is still a really huge area for innovation and entrepreneurship. You know, the food in the future, there are a lot of problems that alternative meats can potentially solve, which could be, you know, better health, could be better, less impact on the environment. Also, of course, not, you know, better for animals and animal welfare. So many entrepreneurs want to work in this area to work on some of these problems. So the Alt Meat Lab is directed by Dr. Ricardo San Martin and Dr. Celia Homiak, and they teach courses. So for example, this semester, we have one called Technical Foundations in Plant-Based Foods. And it's all about, you know, what are like the patents right now with plant-based foods? What does the latest research show about developing new proteins, for example, from plants that can be more meaty, have the texture of meat, the taste of meat? So they are, and then in the spring we'll have a class that will be a challenge lab class. So that one will be more about around students creating new venture projects and solutions. And we've had some, you know, really awesome prototypes in the past that students have created, including a really delicious ice cream, a plant-based chicken wing that now the students who created that are about to get some significant funding. One project was about using this mushroom called koji and creating alternative meats out of that. So we'll have the class in the spring, but then also at the same time, there's you know, research happening. Dr. San Martin and Dr. Homiak are, you know, hiring students, and there are some actually opportunities on our website under About and Jobs. You can see if you're interested in being part of the research program, there are some student research positions open right now. And in the lab, they are working on, like, how can you make a plant-based butter melt in the right way, or make a cheese that's more believable? Right now, no one has really developed a very good plant-based cheese. So there are still problems to solve. And in the research area, the idea is that right now there is not a whole lot of public research around this innovative area of alternative foods. Much of the research is done in companies, and, you know, since it's such an emergent industry, they don't always kind of publish publish their work. So the Alt Meat Lab is working to do more research, make it public, and start that research process so more can also learn and be involved in this growing industry and potentially lead to more solutions. One more lab I can highlight is the one I kind of mentioned before, which is the Disaster Lab. So yeah, as I mentioned, you know, right now we have so much opportunity, I think, with technology to help prevent disaster, to manage disaster better when it does come to us. You know, like I mentioned, in California, we have you know, fires. We haven't quite figured out how to prevent giant wildfires that happen, how to keep people's homes safe, how to respond in the most efficient way. And one thing is, we think that technology can be better used to help prevent and manage these fires when they come. So, for example, the Disaster Lab is partnering with the Marin Fire Department, and the Marin Fire Department has given them some, you know, like fire station space even. And the lab is training some young fire foundry recruits, they're calling them. So like young people who are interested in firefighting, and giving them the skills to be firefighters, but also young people are maybe a little more, ready to adopt new technology. And there's been some, sometimes challenging to to break into an industry with some new technology and have it get adopted. So, so the Disaster Lab, essentially the goal of them is to look at different technologies, like for example, an application that can track fires or give firefighters a new vision into what's happening in a fire on the ground, and then review the technologies, and then help facilitate innovation around different technologies that can prevent or manage disaster better. Sorry, that was a little rambling. Hopefully that was too.
No, that was fine. I'm really kind of interested. Do you have a favorite program?
Well, you did already mention the Summer Abroad program. So that one is definitely very high up there, because like I said, I think it's nothing, there's nothing like being able to go to a totally different place on Earth, building a team with people that you never would have had the chance to team up with before. And then thinking about what's a problem you all are really passionate about, and then seeing if you can actually build some kind of solution to that. So that one definitely, I think, can be really transformative for students. And that one is definitely among my favorites. But the another one I really like is actually happening this week, and it's our boot camp. So we have every semester, the week before the semester, we have something called Berkeley Method of Entrepreneurship Boot Camp. And so it's happening this week. We're at the week before the semester right now, and it'll be happening in the spring, the week before that semester starts. And essentially for this program, it's kind of similar to the Summer Abroad one in the sense that we have Berkeley students, and then we also recruit students from all over the world to come to Berkeley. And then similarly, we have, this time only 5 days. So in 5 days, students have to, pitch their idea, do a 1-minute elevator pitch, team up and find a team with like-minded people who want to work on the same problem. Day two, you're already kind of making a pitch to some advisors and mentors. Meanwhile, you're learning lectures along the way and getting feedback. And by day, by Thursday, you are expected to have your full pitch ready, essentially. So students are already pitching their full pitch. And then Friday, we have some kind of a few pitches that maybe were judges' favorites, even though everyone has made a lot of progress usually at that point. So it's just amazing to see like students go from zero to one in 5 days. And for students, I think it's nice that, I think the more you can get experience with this entrepreneurial journey of like taking something from an idea to pitching, the more experience you'll have with, because usually, honestly, entrepreneurs, they know that many projects don't work out. Many ideas don't work out, right? Like failure is obviously a part of entrepreneurship, and we all have to fail a few times before we can succeed. Maybe, you have the great idea right away and you'll be so lucky that you'll just succeed the first time. But most people do not. So if we can get students some chances to try something, see, reflect on it, see what they learned, and the more opportunity we have to do that, then I think the more quickly students can kind of build some different skills, different attitudes, and be more prepared the next time they have a great idea to be set up for success. So yeah, that's another program that I think is really great.
Yeah, in some ways, you definitely have to learn how to fail.
You do. Yeah. Like I said, maybe you're so lucky and you, or maybe you failed in a different way in life. And so you already learned some of these strategies to work with, like I said, maybe conflict in your team or with have an idea that's, maybe not profitable or doesn't address the right market or being able to execute and actually build the thing that isn't that you have the idea for. And maybe next time you can think, okay, well, that idea I had last time was so huge and so awesome, but no engineer in the world can build it. So maybe this time I will think of something that's going to be very huge and make a big impact, but can have something more reasonable. Or maybe this time I learned, instead of building the big idea right away, how about I build a small prototype and then get feedback from people and then see what they think and then be, have the chance to change my idea. So we think that you can learn a lot from cases and frameworks, and there are a lot of innovation frameworks out there that people use to be able to start these projects. But a lot of things you also just have to learn by experience and learn on your own. And we think being in a intense environment like at our bootcamp is a great way to do that.
Oh, that's awesome. So I'm going to change scope on you and start a new topic. And let's talk about your newer program of Begin. So what is Begin?
Absolutely. Yeah. So Begin is the Berkeley gateway to innovation. So around, 5 years ago, or actually to even set the scene further, innovation programs at Berkeley have just kind of rapidly expanded over the last 10 or 15 years, and even the last 5 years. There are so many, I got here to Berkeley about 7 years ago. And so even since I've been here, there's been just a exponential expansion of programs and resources available to students and faculty and alumni and others who want to be a part of innovation here. So when I came here, myself and many others, I worked hard to learn what are these organizations on campus? What are they doing? What is their role in entrepreneurship and innovation? But it took me, I'll have to say, a few years to really kind of understand, and I'm still learning. So it's an ongoing learning process about which groups on campus are, doing what and what their programs are about. So about 5 years ago, we were really lucky that the state of California gave Berkeley some resources to be able to grow their entrepreneurship programs. The state of California recognized that Berkeley has been an engine for economic, for commerce in the state, producing a lot of, alumni that have gone on to create really valuable companies and really been an economic engine for the state. So the state of California, helping Berkeley brought together a lot of these different organizations on campus, including, SCET and SkyDeck and Citrus Foundry and many, many others. So we all got together and thought, how can we all better work together? How can we better communicate what we do to our students and to the alumni and to people on the outside as well? So there are many programs that were improved by the collaboration between people on campus. And we actually even created a council that still meets every month and is very active, called the Innovation and Entrepreneurship Council. But another kind of nice outcome of coming together was this website, Begin, which is the purpose of the website is not to kind of describe every single program at Berkeley, but the purpose of the website is just to give some structure to what the different programs for innovation entrepreneurship do, put them into maybe some simple categories, and then provide some links so that students and others who are interested in connecting and figuring out the right resource for them can have a place to go. So for example, right now on the website, if you scroll to the bottom, you can see our directory there. And we have categorized different resources at Berkeley into some simple kind of categories, such as accelerators, alumni networks, commercialization, competitions, inclusion, funding, education, and lab space and prototyping. So this hopefully gives people a little bit of direction, I'm looking for a competition to join. I think we have a pretty cool project and I want to get some feedback from judges and just try to see if we can improve through a competition. So we have this area here, and then students can see, there's the Big Ideas contest, there's the Collider Cup from SCET, there's a STEP program from Haas. Or if they want to take a class, they can go to the New Venture Education area and see all the different centers and departments that are offering some kind of workshop or class. So that was kind of how the program started for Begin, and the current goal of the website in order to help direct people. And I will also mention that, we don't have every single resource here on campus. I would say that there are probably two or three times more resources than are listed here. And kind of on purpose, we do that a little bit. We try to only put resources on here we think are active, that students can really get connected to easily, because we don't want to just make an exhaustive list that is like too many choices, kind of the paradox of choice, they call it sometimes, where you're not even sure where to start. We want to make it more easy for you to just try something, because we strongly believe in innovation, entrepreneurship. It's all about effort and trying to get to the next step in your project. So we do some curation as well here to kind of hopefully give you the best resources and the folks you'll have the best chance of connecting with.
So what is the best way for students to begin utilizing the website?
Definitely. So on the homepage, there is something called Innovation Roadmap. So I was just mentioning earlier on that, you know, we try not to list every single resource on the website, and we want to reduce the number of choices people have to make so that you can just kind of get started and not have to like check every, you know, 40 websites before you can figure out which one is one that you like. So in the Innovation Roadmap, we have a fewer links than in directory. And here we have purposely listed just the biggest programs. So for example, if you want to get started, you're not really sure what to do, it does make sense to connect with Haas or Blum Center or Jacobs or SCET, because we have lots of classes and lots of programs for you to try out. Or maybe, and that's an academic, so if you want like a class, there's also Accelerate. So maybe you have a project, you have a team, you maybe have some traction, but you're just not really sure what to do. So in Accelerate, you can see there's Skydeck and Citrus Foundry and Step, Startup at Berkeley Law, Launch, and those are some really key resources, I would say, to try out first for accelerating your project. And then besides the roadmap, I would say that also besides resources on the website, we also have opportunities and events listed. So opportunities typically are things with applications. So it could be like apply to join Skydeck or apply for this competition. And then events can be anything that's just associated with innovation, entrepreneurship, mostly Berkeley events, but sometimes we will list some external events too that we think students might be interested in.
So you were talking about that it's not this exhaustive list. So how often are you able to update it and make sure that things are and the resources and opportunities are available?
So we, in the spring, we did a kind of massive redesign of the whole website. And we did a lot of surveying of the Innovation Entrepreneurship Council. So we feel pretty good about the list that's on there right now. And then I mentioned the INE Council meets every month. So we usually have some kind of begin item there as well. So we also are, you know, kind of promoting this tool to the people who are running these different programs on campus as well to make sure they know that this is the place to go to list your program, make sure it's categorized correctly, and send us any resources or opportunities or events. So people might send us a new program they have, for example, or an event they're doing. Recently, we have been starting to partner with Berkeley Entrepreneurs Association as well around events. They're a very active student group, and we welcome any more, you know, partnerships, or we welcome student groups sending us events they have to list on the website as well. We're continuing to work on gathering our resource events and opportunities for the website.
Good way. I'm going to ask this for both programs, but is there a good way to stay up to date with both programs?
Absolutely.
Separately.
Yeah. We definitely, for SET, have a regular newsletter that goes out every 2 weeks, and I can send you the link for that that you can perhaps put on your...
Definitely. We have quick links that we put on each podcast.
Great. So yeah, for... Yeah, and then for Begin, we have been pausing our newsletter, but we will restart that newsletter soon as well. So I can also send you a subscription for that one as well.
And I know we've got quite a few links here that we can, that we'll put on the quick links for SCET and the website for Begin as well.
Great.
And is there anything that we haven't talked about today that you wanted to add?
You know, I think that we did a very good job of covering these two programs. So yeah, I just encourage students to go to SCET website and Begin website and check them out for yourselves. Feel free to, you know, email me if you have any questions about any of the programs we have. I think, you know, one thing that many do to get started is to just take a course with us for SCET. And the one we mentioned before, the lecture series, is a great one to start with. And for Begin, definitely Check out the website, start with the directory, look through it. And if there, I would also encourage you, if there's a resource that you can't find there or you're not really sure, you know, which one is the right one for you, please use the contact form and let us know. That not only we can maybe put connect you with the right resource, but also that helps us know what people are looking for. And then we can improve the experience on Begin as well.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. Your knowledge on both of these programs is amazing.
Thanks so much for having me, Laura. It was really nice to chat with you. And, you know, looking forward to school starting. I guess this will be coming out right when school starts.
Yes, it'll be our last newscast, or no, last newscast, our last podcast before the news starts on, or before school starts on Wednesday.
That's awesome. Well, what an exciting time of the year. It's always so cool to see, you know, new students coming and older ones returning after, you know, nice summers of usually internship or learning something new as well.
Yeah, we've got a lot of our stuff is going to be in person for the first time in a couple years. And yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Me too. Wow. Well, thank you very much. And yeah, please, I encourage anyone to have any questions. Please don't be shy to reach out.
And thank you to everyone for listening today to the Not So Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. And I look forward to podcasting with you next week. Bye.